More on the subject of U.S. intelligence now. On Capitol Hill yesterday afternoon, the man in charge of investigating Saddam Hussein's weapons program, Charles Delfer of the CIA, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that most of what the Bush administration once asserted as the basis for going to war against Iraq was wrong. Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction, Iraq was not trying to build weapons of mass destruction, and Iraq was losing what capability it once had to produce weapons of mass destruction. It was one of the most stunning recalls in the entire history of intelligence production. Fred Kaplan writes about intelligence and military policy for Slate. Fred, a key source for this report was Saddam Hussein. And I was struck by one of the things that he told these investigators, that it was in his interest to sort of maintain the illusion that he might have weapons of mass destruction because he was concerned about his neighbor, Iran.
Yeah, he was concerned about Iran. He was concerned about his reputation at home with neighbors, with other countries around the world, the United States as well. If you're a very weak country, as Saddam Hussein's Iraq appears to have been all through the latter part, at least from 96 on, and you face dangers, you want to give the illusion that you're stronger than you really are. So every time there was a question of whether Saddam Hussein had biological weapons, chemical weapons, a reconstituted nuclear capability, whatever, he let people believe that. It's a deterrent. Khrushchev did much the same thing in the late 50s when he said that he was cranking out ICBMs like sausages, when in fact he only had maybe three or four intercontinental ballistic missiles.
As someone who knows the intelligence community, are you saying that it's understandable that they got this totally wrong?
No, not understandable. Everybody knows or should know that leaders deceive. It's the job of an intelligence community to see through this. Now, that said, the CIA, the Intelligence Division of the State Department, the Intelligence Division of the Energy Department did see through it. They put out initially reports that cast grave doubts on the notion that Saddam had much of anything, and it was opposite conclusions were ramrodded by the White House and by the Pentagon.
Another finding that I think is interesting, no evidence that Saddam passed illicit weapons material to al-Qaeda or that he planned to do so.
Or that he had any relations with al-Qaeda. Well, that's a different study, actually. Another CIA report requested by Cheney. Yeah, it's true. This the Delfer report essentially comes to the same conclusions that David Kaye's interim report.
He's the former chief weapons inspector. Delfer's, he put out a report about 10 months ago.
Right. Comes to pretty much the same conclusions, but with 10 times as much specific information and substantiation.
We've just heard a report from Andrea Seabrook about these efforts on Capitol Hill to reform the Intelligence Committee. Mm-hmm. To what extent is that going to fix the problem?
It might solve part of the problem. If you look at the main shortcomings in the intelligence analysis leading up to 9/11, the main problems were just screw-ups within the intelligence agencies, not organizational problems. One key thing that you need to have smart people doing this stuff, and you need to have people with integrity managing it. And if you don't have that, reorganization plans aren't going to take you very far.
Opinion and analysis from Fred Kaplan. He writes the War Stories column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Fred, thank you.
Thank you.